我们再继续祷告。主，我们都等候在你跟前。
Lord, we are all waiting at your feet.
我们深深渴望能够像大卫一样，在你面前有一个心愿。
We deeply long, as David did, a heart desire before you.
就住在你的圣殿之中。
To dwell in your temple.
来瞻仰你的荣美。
And behold your beauty.
主，你知道，我们这些人都喜欢地上虚度。可爱的景色，可宝贵的事物。
Lord, you know we all love so many fair beauty and lovely things of this world.
这是我们实在的光景，常常被属地的事物所吸引住。
This is our true condition. Many times we are entangled with earthly things.
主啊，求你恩典临到我们。
Lord,
让我们喜欢像大卫一样有这样一个宝贵的心愿。
Lord, may your grace be upon us so we can share in the same desire as David.
主，这次聚会我们深深感谢敬拜你。
So for this conference, we give you our deepest thanksgiving.
你真是与我们同在。
Because you have been truly with us.
你已经发出呼声。
You have gave us your calling.
来呼召我们
，You call us，
要看见了前面无比的荣耀
，To behold the glory ahead of us，
让我们能够甘心情愿来奔走那属天的道路
，So that we willingly run ahead, run the race before us。
主啊，你就怜悯恩待我们这班弟兄姊妹们
，Lord give us grace and mercy，
也恩待今天在这为你传话的这个小子。
And be gracious to he who speaks for you today.
主啊
Lord,
吸引我们
draw us.
让我们能够进个外院进到圣所
So that going through the outer court, we can enter into the sanctuary.
让我们能够经过那个裂开的幔子进到至圣所的里面
So passing through the rent veil, we can go into the Holy of Holies.
圣人里面黑夜沉沉却是何等的美丽
Even though it's completely dark inside but it's supreme beautiful
主啊带我们进入这一个神圣的境地
Please bring us into this sacred realm
你要祝福这一次夏令会
Bless this conference
让我们在你面前真是能够往前再走一步
So we can truly be able to walk forward one more step.
再被你鼓舞起来，要奔着那个前面极荣耀的道路。
Be encouraged and inspired, and to run the race, this glorious race you set before us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请弟兄姊妹再来读诗篇二十七篇第四节。
Let's read once more Psalm 27, verse 4.
我们已经读过几次了，应该读很熟悉了啊。
We have read it a few times, we shall be all familiar with it.
大卫说，有一件事我诚求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
This is what David said. One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall still seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple.
现在我们读希伯来书第九章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
第九章从第一节读到第五节。
We read from verse 1 to verse 5.
原来前月与礼拜的条例和十四节的圣幕因为有预备的帐幕头一层叫做圣所里面有灯台桌子和陈设饼。
Now even the first covenant had regulations of divine worship and the earthly sanctuary For that was a tabernacle prepared, the outer one in which were the lampstand and the table of this, and the sacred bread. That is called the holy place.
第二幔之后又有一层帐幕叫做至圣所，有金香炉，有包金的月柜，柜里有圣玛纳的金冠和亚伦法国亚的杖，并两块月板。
Behind the second veil, that was a tabernacle which is called the Holy of Holies, having a golden altar of incense, and the Ark of the Covenant covered on all sides with gold, in which was a golden jar holding the manna, and Aaron's rod which budded, and the tables of the covenant, and the tablets of the covenant.
柜上面有荣耀基路伯的影，照着四恩座。
And above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat.
在这第十章。
And turn to chapter 10.
十九节到二十节。
Verses 19 to 20.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血被坛软进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
我们圣经先读到这里。
So much for the scripture reading.
这希伯来书是非常宝贵的一卷书信。
The book of Hebrew is a very precious book.
它有个主题啊，讲到属天的呼召。
And the theme is the heavenly calling.
那就第三章第一节所讲的话。
That is in, mentioned in chapter 3 verse 1.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
Holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling.
我们都是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。
We are all this heavenly, we are all the holy brethren who share in this heavenly calling.
希伯来书啊，就给我们看见有一个神圣的呼召，说天上来的呼召。
Hebrews show us this holy and divine calling from heaven.
那希伯来书呢，讲到这个属天呼召的时候啊，它有两种表达的方式。
And in terms of this heavenly calling, it has two manifestations.
上半卷呢，他讲到那个呼召我们进入那个神圣的安息。
The first part of Hebrew shows us the calling to enter into that divine rest.
他就从摩西和约书亚带领以色列人从埃及出来，经过旷野，要进到迦南美地区。
Using Moses and Joshua led Israelites out of Egypt to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以希伯来书这里讲到啊，那个你们务必极力进入那个安息。
So Hebrews tells us that we shall diligently enter into that rest.
弟兄姊妹知道吧？什么是神圣的安息啊？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what is that divine rest, Sabbath rest?
那就是当你就进到神所应许那个美地的时候，享受了一切属天的丰富，你心里才能够得到真正的安息。
That's after you have entered into that promised land and enjoyed the abundance of the Lord, then you can truly enjoy that Sabbath rest.
啊，如果你没有进到神所应许那个美地，享受属天丰富，你不大可能有安息。
If you haven't yet entered into that promised land and enjoy the abundance of the Lord, it's impossible for you to enter into that rest.
当你享受到属天的丰富，就神给应许给我们一切的那些丰富的时候，你真正觉得满安息了。
But after you have enjoyed all the promised abundance of the Lord, then you are truly at rest.
你安息了，神也安息了，主耶稣也安息了。
When you are at rest, our Lord Jesus and God will be at rest.
那是希伯来书第一幅图画。
That is the first picture of the first half of Hebrew.
我们的主耶稣呢，比摩西更美， 就是要更美，他带我们进到那个神圣的安息里面去。
Our Lord Jesus, He is more beautiful than Moses, than Joshua. He is the one who is leading us into that rest.
到下半句呢，他呼召我们呢，要进入至圣所。
The second part, He calls us to enter into the Holy of Holies.
所以希伯来书后面几章呢，都讲到你们要进到那个至圣所里面，坦然无惧的进到至圣所里面去。
So the latter part calls us to come boldly, enter boldly into that Holy of Holies.
因为这一条从外院进到圣所，进到至圣所的路啊，那就今天我们基督徒属灵生命经历的一条道路。
So that path through the outer court into the holy place and then Holy of Holies is the picture of our Christian experience, growth experience.
你假使只停留在外院，只注意这些外面的事物。
If you just remain in the outer court, only pay attention to those outward things.
神的心是不能满足的。
Then God's heart will not be at rest.
那么进到圣所之后呢，你看见那个属天的幔子，你看见那个金灯台、金香炉，还有那个那个陈设边的桌子。
After you enter into the holy place and you look at those furnitures, the lampstand, golden lampstand, the altar of incense and the showbread table,
那是已经相当于追求了。
That means a Christian has a lot of pursuing and growth.
在主里面已经享受到很多的丰富了。
You have already enjoyed many abundance in the Lord.
但是呢，在圣所里面呢，还是看得见摸得着的。
Yet in this holy place,There are still things that you can see and can touch.
So 神要我们呢，经过圣所之后啊，还要进到至圣所的里面去。
However, the calling of God is for us to go in through the holy place and enter into the most holy place.
你知道，一进到至圣所的话呀，那和圣所的境界完全不一样。
You shall know, enter into the Holy of Holies, the scene are completely different.
要进到至圣所，就必须经过一道幔子。
And going into the most holy place, you have to pass through a veil.
这个幔子是把圣所和至圣所隔开的。
And this veil separates the most holy place from the holy place.
那么这道幔子，如果在旧约里面呢，所谓的除了大祭司一年一次进到这个幔子后面到至圣所之外，其他的人是完全不能够进去。
In Old Testament time, except the high priest once a year can enter into that most holy place, no one else can.
所以旧约时代的人呢，所以除了大祭司之外，其他敬拜神、献祭给神，统统啊，都只能够在这个至圣所外面，还没进到至圣所。
Except the high priest, everybody else, they can only worship the Lord in the outer court or in the holy place.
要进到至圣所，要经过这一道幔子。
To enter the most holy place, you have to pass through this veil.
这个希伯来书告诉我们呢，这道幔子就基督的身体。
Book of Hebrews show us that this veil is the flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的神的儿子。我们的主耶稣基督道成肉身，来取了我们这个人的形象，我们人的身，穿上我们人的身体。
That's the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who the Word became flesh. He took on the form of a man, just like us.
所以这道幔子啊，是我们的身体。
This veil represents our body.
原来。我们人身上一个最大的难处啊，就是我们的身体。
And actually, the most difficult thing in man is their flesh, is their body.
因为我们的身体呢，就都是重在啊，要看得见的，要听得见的，要说摸得着的，要我们的心灵里那个魂里面能够享受得到。
Because what the body desires is something that you can see, you can touch, and things that you can enjoy.
当然很多时候啊， 我们能够在聚会当中享受主的丰富，我们已经觉得很满足了，是不是啊？
And we feel satisfied if we can truly enjoy the Lord's presence in the meeting, right?
假设今天聚会冷冷清清的，人也没有多少。
However, if there are only a few people in the meetings and it's very quiet and feel cold,
那这个人讲道讲的也很糟糕，我听了实在是不愿意听。
And the message was so boring, I don't want to listen to.
那么看见弟兄姊妹的那个追求主的情形呢，也是。不太令我满意。
And look around, brothers and sisters doesn't show any passion to pursue the Lord. I don't feel satisfied.
那我们心情就不大好。
Then I don't feel good about it.
但是经常人在很多了。
However, if we have too many people here,
讲道的弟兄呢讲得非常好。
And the speakers speak very good messages.
哎呀，有些弟兄姊妹一做见证，有些弟兄姊妹一祷告，那真是叫我的心里都被感动起来了。
And brothers and sisters giving their testimonies and in their prayers, and my heart is lifted up.
弟兄姊妹，你看今天我们的聚会多好啊
！How wonderful is our meeting today?
这还是停留在我们的享受上面。
This means that we are still remaining in our own enjoyment.
我们要的东西就是眼睛看得见，耳朵听得见，能够手里能摸得着的。
What we want is things that eyes can see and ears can hear and our hands can touch.
但进到至圣所里之后啊，什么都没有。
However, after you enter into the most holy place,
所以呢
，nothing can be seen.
我们要进了至圣所。必须经过这么慢字。
So, in order to enter into the most holy place, you have to pass through this veil.
那这道慢字要离开。
This veil has to be rendered.
那么有一天，所以当主耶稣取了我们的肉身，来在十字架上我们钉死的时候。
So one day the Lord Jesus, when he became a man, he died on the cross for us.
那一天当主耶稣断气的时候，这十字架上断气的时候，
When he was about to die,
圣殿的幔子啊，从上到下裂为两块。
The veil in the holy temple is torn from from top to bottom.
从此这条幔子已经不存在了，我们靠着主耶稣基督的宝血和十字架的救恩，我们可以坦然无惧的进到至圣所的里面。
From that time on, this veil shall be removed forever. We can come boldly with confidence to the Holy of Holies.
那么另外一方面，对我们主观的经历来说的话呢，就是我们必须经过十字架的对付，我们的魂生命被致死了，你能够进到至圣所里面。
In terms of our own spiritual experience, this means that we have to accept the dealing of the cross and to mortify our flesh. Then we can live a life in the most holy place.
所以你看刚才我们唱的诗歌多好啊。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，离开幔子我已过，这里荣耀不败落。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。我今在我王的面前过生活，多好啊
！How wonderful that hymn says, "I have passed the riven veil, where the glories never fail." Hallelujah! I am living in the presence of the King.
那我们这个人，我们的魂生命，都要经过实际的对付，才能够进到至圣所的里面。
Our being, our soul life.Our self-life, our flesh has to be dealt and modified by the Holy Spirit. Then we can live in such a life.
那么一进到至圣所里面呢，那个境界就完全不同了。
You're entering into the Holy of Holies, and the scene is changed completely.
在外院有月光，有日头光，有星光等等光。
In the outer court, you have the light from the sun, the moon, and the stars.
进了圣所里面呢，有金灯台的光，那也是不错，很有光。
Enter into the holy place, you still have the light from the lampstand. That's wonderful.
一进到至圣所里面呢，什么光都没有。
Enter into the most holy place, there is no light.
没有外面的日光、月光、太阳、电灯光。
No sunlight, no moonlight, and no lamplight.
也没有那个圣所里面金灯台的光。
Nor the light from the golden lampstand.
那什么都没有啊，等于黑漆漆一片。
And it's pitch dark.
所有看得见木头做的食物啊，都隐藏起来了。
Everything that's visible.Or is hidden.
是黑夜沉沉，但是呢，却很美丽。
Even though in this deep dark night, there's beauty there.
我本来呢，想选一首诗歌。
Originally, I was going to pick a song.
那个圣徒诗歌的574首，那个第二个词。
That is actually the alternative word lyric to this hymnary 574. And no other sound disturbs the silence.
太可惜啊，这首诗歌没有英文。
Unfortunately, there isn't an English translation of the Chinese lyric.
所以我们在聚会里面没办法唱。
So it's impossible for us to sing here.
但是虽然没有唱啊，我情愿意介绍一下。
Even though we cannot sing it, but I still like to introduce this to brothers and sisters.
这个诗歌叫无比声音铺此沉寂。
The title of this hymn is No Other Sound Disturbs the Silence.
只有他美丽宝贵的自己。
But the beautiful and precious Lord Himself.
这里什么都没有。
Nothing else.
但是呢，有主耶稣基督。他美丽的、宝贵的主耶稣基督自己。
But only the beautiful and precious Lord Jesus Himself.
这是歌唱上唱啊，到了第三节，在此就是天的圣景，不需有声音，一切都安静。
And here is the divine heavenly realm, and no other sound here to disturb this pure silence.
下面两句很好啊。我喜乐来敬，我渴求来迎，你肯表露的爱情。
And with joy coming near and deepest longing met by thy divine love pouring forth.
在至圣所里面呢、啊，外面的东西通通都没有了。
In this most holy place, those outward things all disappear.
那个看得见的、听见的、这样的，你所盼望享受的，通通都隐藏起来了。
All those visible things that you want to enjoy, they are all hidden.
但是你能够来亲近主自己，
yes.
你能够来肯听主耶稣表露出来的爱情。
Yet you can draw near to the Lord Himself to enjoy the love that He has shown to you.
那第四节更好了。在这夫妇安静之中，主耶稣啊，我不敢稍微动弹。
It stands for us as in this perfect stillness I will stay, Lord Jesus, and dare not be moving.
为什么呢？恐怕有因失踪，恐怕有玉落空。
Why? Because I'm afraid that the tune could be lost and speech could be missing.
我失去了你爱的片段
，and I've lost the moment of your love。
弟兄姊妹，这个诗歌是何等神圣的一个境界
！Brothers and sisters, this hymn shows such a divine and sacred realm。
这个就是属天的圣境。
This is the holy and divine realm。
很多年之前，我大概是在温哥华吧。
Many years ago, while I was still in Vancouver,
我们聚会，我们请一位西国的教师来给我们交通。
We have invited a missionary sister to come to fellowship with us.
在聚会中呢，我就点了这首诗歌。
So in that meeting, I actually called this song.
那位西教师啊。帮我看一看。
She looked at me.
她没有讲出话来。
She didn't say a word.
他的意思就是说，你能够你敢点这首诗歌啊？
What she means was that how dare you to call this song?
就你知道不知道，这是多么神圣的一个境界啊！
Do you ever know what a sacred and divine thing this song is describing?
你能够达到这个境界吗？
Have you reached already that stage?
所以我当时啊就觉得，是的，我这个电视歌太不自量力了。
I actually felt like, yeah, I'm a little presumptuous.
敢提这样一首神圣的境，达到神圣境界的诗歌。
I dare to call out this divine realm song.
我喜乐来敬，我渴求来迎，你肯表露的爱情。
This joy coming near and deepest longing met by the divine love pouring forth.
你有没有那样的情形啊？恐怕在我和主教堂里面安静不敢动弹啊。恐怕有因失踪，恐怕有欲落空，失去了主爱的片段。
Have you ever had that experience in your fellowship with the Lord? You're afraid that some sound would interrupt and some speech would miss the point that you have lost that loving moment with the Lord.
我们这些老亚当的子孙呢，那真是很糟糕的。
Those of us who descended from Adam were so miserable.
许多人安安静静在主面祷告。
Sometimes we are quiet ourselves in prayer before the Lord.
就一想起，哎，我的孩子要放学了，要赶快去接他呀。
Then all of a sudden we remembered we need to pick up our children from school.
哎，今天好像外面那个球场啊，在赛球啊，那比赛什么冠亚军呢？那个正着转。
Well, there is a championship game going on outside.
结果呢，就把主宝贵的片段了，统统失去了。
Then we thrown away that moment of love with our Lord Jesus.
这自身说话，那这么神圣的境界，太宝贵了。
How precious it is for this most holy place.
其实呢，这首诗歌啊，在聚会里唱啊，不太容易。
Actually, this hymn is not easy to be sung in a meeting.
但是个人亲近主的时候，唱这个诗歌是。非常的宝贵。
In your personal devotion, commune with the Lord, it is so precious if you can sing this hymn.
好，那我们看看啊，一进到至圣所，什么都看不见，是不是？
Now that we enter into the most holy place, and you cannot see anything.
但是它有一样非常宝贵的东西。
But there is one furniture that is very precious.
就是一个圣器皿，就有贵。
That is the Ark of Testimony.
这个约柜真是宝贵的不得了。
And this Ark is so important and precious.
至圣所里面什么都没有，但是有一个约柜。
And there's nothing else but this Ark of Testimony in the most holy place.
这个约柜就神为他儿子做的见证。
And this represents the testimony of the Father for His Son.
约柜就神的儿子。神所见证的这位他的独生儿子。
And this only begotten Son of God, the Father has given His testimony.
神心中最宝贵的就是他自己的儿子。
The most precious thing of the Father is His only begotten Son.
神把他本性一切的丰富啊，都有形有体的藏在他的里面。
All the abundance of God has been dwelling in the body of Christ in a bodily form.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，虽然外面的东西通通都没有了
，But sisters, even though all those outward things disappear,
但是呢，有神的儿子，对于这种最宝贵的至宝，那就是太好了。
Yet the most precious thing of the whole universe, the Son of God, is there. How wonderful!
所以约翰一书里面讲到。他这见证就神为他儿子做的啊，是为神儿子做见证。
So, in Hebrew?
约翰一书。
Oh, in 1 John, it says that this testimony is given by the Father for His Son.
约翰一书第五章第九节第十节。
1 John chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
虽然至圣所里面什么都没有，但是有这个约柜，太宝贵了。
Even though there is nothing else, but only the Ark of Covenant, Ark of Testimony, that is so precious.
所以呢，在约柜里面呢，样样都有。
But within that Ark, you have everything you need.
其实至圣所里面，虽然只有一个约柜，在约柜里面呢，有几样。极宝贵极宝贵的东西。
Even though there is only one piece of furniture, the ark in the most holy place, but within the ark, there are a few very, very precious treasures inside.
所以没有什么，没有外面这些东西，但是呢，有主自己就够。
Even without anything outwardly, but with only the Lord Himself here, you have enough.
约柜里面第一样宝贝就是法版那个约版
，and the first treasure is that stone tablet。
那就生命的律法就刻在我们的心板上。
That means the law of life is engraved。
哥林多后书，哥林多后书告诉我们呢，新约的知识和旧约的知识是完全不同的。
Second Corinthians shows us the ministry of the Old Testament is of the New Testament is completely different from the Old Testament。
旧约的知识都是刻在外面石板上。
The ministry of the Old Testament is engraved on the stone tablet.
那就旧约的律法规条啊，都是外面的石板上写出来。
That's the Ten Commandments or regulations. They are all written out on the stone. On the stone.
那新约的知识呢？它是刻在我们的心板上。
However, the ministry of the New Testament, it is the law is written on our heart.
都是主的生命。在我们的里面运行的故事
It's the story about the life of the Lord moving, flowing in our heart.
所以啊，你不需要别人讲什么的。
So we actually don't need other people to say anything.
主的生命在我们里面运行作工。
The life of Christ is living and working inside of us.
所以有时候啊，弟兄姊妹问我，王弟兄啊，我现在受洗归了主，归了教会里面啊。那么教会里面有没有什么规矩？做基督徒啊，什么应该做，什么不应该做？你告诉我啊，我好好的学习啊。
So some brothers and sisters come to me, Brother Wong. After now I'm baptized, please tell me what are the regulations or policies in the church so I can follow.
我不大愿意告诉他什么可以做，什么不可以做。
I do not want to tell brothers and sisters what you can do, what you cannot do.
我只能够说啊。主在你里面，你叫主叫的同在，有主同在，你就去做；没有主的同在呢，你不要去做。
I would just tell them that Lord is in you, so whenever the Lord's presence is with you, you can do it. If it's not, then don't do it.
你跟人讲话的时候有主的同在，你就讲下去；没有主的同在了，哎，你少讲。
When you talk with people, if you have the presence of the Lord, you can talk, but The presence is gone, then stop.
啊，比方说啊，在约翰福音第七章啊。
For example, in Book of John, chapter 7.
给耶稣几个弟弟啊，就对耶稣说了，你要信仰名声呢，人要信仰名声啊，都是到大城市去的，到人多的地方去。
The Lord's younger brothers told him that.Hey, any man want to become known publicly, you need to go to a bigger place.
现在耶路撒冷正在过节，你为什么不去呢？
Now there is a feast going on in Jerusalem. Why wouldn't you go up there?
主耶稣说，你们的时候是方便的，我的时候是不方便的。
But Jesus says, my time is not here yet, but your time is always up to him.
所以呢，你们可以要高兴去就去，不高兴去就不去。
You can go whenever you like, but I can't.
我呢必须要等候天父给我的指引。
I have to wait the instruction of the Father.
后来，大概天父给主耶稣指引了，主耶稣又去。
Later on, the Father has given him that instruction, so Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
所以我以前呢读到这段圣经呢也是觉得这个耶稣有点矛盾哦。
In the past, when I read this, I feel it's paradoxic.
前面的弟弟们说你们去我不去。
In the first, he told his brothers, says, you go, I won't.
那后来呢不去不去又去了。
But later on, he actually went up to Jerusalem.
假设我的姊妹啊那个这个看见我啊你不是说你不来的吗怎么又来了
For example, my wife might say to me, well, you said you won't be here, but why are you here?
你不愿意去做这个事情吗怎么又去做了
If you said you don't want to do that thing, but why are you doing it?
当然我没有那么熟练我不像主耶稣一样天父指示我去我天父不指示我就不去
Of course, I'm not that spiritual. I cannot say, oh, the Lord has shown me to do it now, not then.
但原则上呢都是的生命的律法就刻在我们心板上。
But in principle, it's the same. This law of life is already engraved on our heart.
你看看那个腓力啊，那个传福音的腓力啊。
Also, the evangelist Philip.
他到了撒玛利亚哈，结果撒玛利亚的撒玛利亚的福音大大兴旺，那个教会大大兴旺起来。
He went to Samaria. That was a big revival, gospel revival there.
结果圣灵对他说。你离开这里，离开撒玛利亚，到外面的旷野去。
But the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, "Live here and go down that desert road."
假使我是腓力的话，哈，我就对主说：“主啊，现在撒玛利亚的教会正是在要起来复兴，那么多的弟兄姊妹需要我这个牧养他们。”
If I were Philip, I would tell the Lord, Lord, there is a big revival going on here. So many brothers and sisters need shepherding.
你叫我离开这么多需要我的弟兄姊妹，离开他们，叫我到旷野去。
If you want ask me to leave them aside, put them, leave them alone, and then ask me to go to the desert?
旷野去找谁啊？旷野都是一片荒凉的，什么人都没有的。
To see whom? There is nobody there in the desert.
但这个腓力很好，他就跟着去。
However, Philip obeyed and went down that road.
看见一个非洲的太监来了，他们就靠近马车去。
And he actually saw that Ethiopian eunuch, the carriage was passing by.
所以这个生命的律法呀，就刻在他的心板上，他就听从主的话就去了。
Because the law of life is engraven on his heart, he followed the Holy Spirit and went down that road.
结果呢，他一和这个太监一接触了之后，这个太监呢，他真是不知道怎么办的时候，哎，腓力给他一解释，他就欢欢喜喜的受浸，就回去了，到了非洲，把福音就带到非洲去了。
That eunuch was in confusion at that moment, and after Philip showed him the gospel.He believed and was baptized and went back to Africa and bring back the gospel with him.
So, 许多的事情呢，都不是照着外面看得见、目睹着的那个规条来做的。
So many things are done not according to outward regulations.
这个是约盘放在我们放在那个基督里面。
This is what it means by that stone tablet now in the ark of testimony.
第二样的宝贝
，the second treasure，
隐藏的玛纳
，the hidden manna，
油柜里面呢放了一罐隐藏的玛纳。
There is that jar of manna hidden inside that ark。
这隐藏的玛纳就真代表真信神旨意而有的满足。
That represents the satisfaction of doing God's will, keeping and doing God's will。
旧约里面以色列间的玛纳是每天降下来看得见。
In the Old Testament time, manna was something that every day descended from heaven. You can see.
每天早晨去收取啊。
You go to collect them in the morning every day.
都是很宝贵。
They are all very precious.
但隐藏的玛纳呀，是藏在约柜里面。
However, this hidden manna was hidden in the ark.
在基督里面呢，是外面看不见。
In Christ, but you cannot see them outwardly.
那么我们用一段圣经来解释。
We want to explain this with another scripture.
约翰福音第四章，主耶稣去给那个撒玛利亚，去到撒玛利亚， 就等候那个打水的妇人来打水。
John chapter 4, Jesus went to Samaria, and that woman who was drawing water from the well.
这个妇人辛苦得很啦。
She was
她打了一桶，又渴了，又再来打一桶，又渴了。
And it was difficult for her because she has to draw water every day because she would become thirsty afterwards.
那呢，主耶稣就等在井旁边呢，等候这个什这个妇人来打水。
Yet Jesus waited for her at the well.
主说，请你把水给我喝。
Lord Jesus asked her for a drink.
这个撒玛利亚妇人说，你是犹太的先生。怎么像我一个撒玛利亚妇人来要水喝呢？
And this woman says, Sir, you are a Jew. How can you ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?
主说啊，你喝这个水的喝了还要再渴。你若喝我所赐给你的水，你喝了永远不再渴。
And Jesus answered her, says, Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst.
那个这妇人说，先生，那你把这个活水给我喝好不好啊？
And this woman says, Then, sir, please give me that drink, that water.
主耶稣说，对你说话的就是活水。
And Jesus answered, He who speaks to you is that living water.
你要喝水吗？
You want to drink that water?
把你的丈夫叫来。
You want to drink?Call your husband here.
这个妇人啊，她找不出丈夫。
This woman cannot find her husband.
她曾经有过五个丈夫。
She has five husbands.
现在的呢，和她同居的不是她的丈夫。
The one she is living together with actually is not her husband.
那么主耶稣跟她谈啊谈啊谈，结果呢，这个妇人啊，又和主耶稣一谈了之后啊。这活水进到他里面了。
And after some talking with the Lord Jesus, this living water actually flowed into her.
就他就跑到撒玛利亚这个城里面去啊，就对撒玛利亚那许多城里面的人讲：“哎呀，你们快来看啦、啊，快来看啦、啊，这里有一个人呐、啊，他把我的一生的事情都讲出来了。莫非他就是那我们所等候的基督弥赛亚吗？”
So this woman ran into the city and tell people that.Oh, come take a look at this person. He has shown me everything I've done in the past. Maybe this is the Christ that people are expecting.
So, 这个妇人啊，很生活很糜烂的，她现在一碰见主了之后，喝了这活水就满足了。
This woman who has been living a very vile and corrupt life, now the living water flows into her heart. She is satisfied.
那么这个时候呢，主耶稣的门徒啊。去买东西买食物来给耶稣吃了。
In that moment, his disciples has bought some food and asked the Lord to eat.
主啊，请吃，我们把食物买来了。
Please, Lord, eat. We have bought some food for you.
主耶稣说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道。
The Lord says, I have food to eat of which you do not know.
这门徒听了有点莫名其妙。
And the disciples were confused.
主啊，你不是叫我们去买食物吗？你哪里的东西吃啊？
Lord, did you send us to buy food? What do you have to eat?
你怎么有东西吃？你有食物吃？有什么食物给你吃啊？
What kind of food do you have to eat?
就说，我的食物就是那真心差我来者的旨意。
And Lord Jesus answered, My food is to do the will of him who sent me.
做成他的工。
And to finish his work.
弟兄姊妹，这也隐藏的玛纳。
Brothers and sisters, this is the hidden manna.
当你真心神旨意的时候，照着神意的去行了，你的里面就真正的满足了。
When you are doing God's will,And finished and accomplished his work, and then you will have that deep satisfaction.
所以隐藏的玛纳呢，也是对着教会当中那些得胜者来讲。
And the hidden manna is also speaking to those overcomers in the church.
在启示录第二章，当主耶稣呼召毕加摩当中有得胜者的时候。
In chapter 2 of Revelation, when the Lord is calling the overcomer in the church of Pergamum,
主说, 得胜的, 我必将那个隐藏的玛纳, 赐给他吃。
He who overcomes, I will give him the hidden manna.
好, 第三样宝贝,
the third treasure,
亚伦发芽的杖,
Aaron's rod that has sprouted.
弟兄姊妹, 亚伦发芽的杖啊, 太宝贝, 太宝贝了。
Brothers and sisters, this rod that has sprouted of Aaron is
so precious. 复活生命带进来的属灵的潜能。
It speaks about this resurrection life has brought in that spiritual authority.
你们读过民数记就知道, 这个亚伦发芽的杖是怎么回事。
If you read the book of Numbers, you understand the story about Aaron's staff or Aaron's rod.
因为那个时候啊, 神的百姓中间有这个争夺，有难处。
There were conflict, there were grumblings among the people of God.
所以神的摩西和亚伦说呢, 你叫以色列12个支派啊, 每一个支派都拿一根杖来, 放在约柜跟前。
So Moses asked Aaron and to call out all the leaders of the tribes. And each one, everyone bring in a rod.
放一个晚上,
to deposit them one night.
那就经过黑夜,
going through that night in the veil.
经过试炼,
being tested.
到第二天你们再看看,
and we'll take a look at them the following day.
谁的杖发芽的,
whoever's rod has sprouted.
结果呢, 11个支派的杖啊, 都是枯干的木头。
So 11 of them are still dry rod, dry staff.
唯独利未支派那根杖呢, 哎, 就发芽了, 开花了, 还结出果子来, 就性子来, 结果,
only the staff that belonged to the tribe of Levi, with Aaron's name on it, has not only sprouted, but also blossomed and bore ripe almonds. Very strange, right?
很太稀奇了,
very strange.
一个枯干的木头啊, 你看见过, 哪个枯干的木头, 哪一个人的杖啊, 会发芽的, 会开花的, 会结果的。
Have you ever seen a dry piece of wood? It can not only sprout and also blossom and then produce fruit.
当我们一般人啊, 碰见难处, 碰见争夺, 碰见弟兄姊妹中间不和, 碰见家庭里面难处等等,
whenever we encounter difficulties and there's conflict among family members or brothers and sisters in the church,
经过黑夜, 经过死因有苦,
going through darkness, going through the shadow, the valley of the shadow of death,
我们个个都是枯干了,
then we all become dry.
最近我的家庭有难处,
recently what happened in my family,
最近我们的教会有难处,
or the difficulties happening in our church,
最近我们在环境上碰见许多许多的那个试炼,
and all those trials we encounter outwardly in the circumstances,
正是我活都活不下去了,
that we cannot even go on living.
但是那个枯干的杖竟然发出芽来,
yet that dry wood, dry staff can even sprout, and
那个复活的生命就长出来,
that resurrection life is now growing out.
你知道吧, 摩西因为被发了罪感, 所以呢, 他逃到米甸的旷野, 给他的岳父, 在牧, 那几只小羊。
Because the pursuit of Pharaoh, Moses fled to the desert, the wilderness of Midian, and to shepherd a few sheep of his father-in-law.
Moses was 40 years old, 离开埃及王宫。
At age 40, Moses departed from the royal palace of Egypt.
那么他逃到米甸旷野的时候呢, 40起, 一直到80岁。
So he fled to the wilderness of Midian until he was 80 years old.
这个说话行事对于大能的人,
This man who is with power and power in speech.
这个里面满，里面满了对神的热爱的心。
And full of a passion, passionate heart for the Lord.
满了对他的弟兄满了的爱心。
Full of love for his own brothers and sisters.
是看见他的弟兄被西班牙人，他弟兄西班牙人被埃及人欺负的时候，他。走上前去，一拳把这个埃及人打死。
When he saw his brethren were bullied by the Egyptians, he just strike and killed that man.
你看他多勇敢了。
How brave he is!
你看多爱弟兄姊妹啊。
How loving he is to his brothers and sisters.
但是呢，东窗事发，法老要追杀他，他就逃到米甸的旷野。
However, the killing of the Egyptian was reported to Pharaoh. Pharaoh wanted to kill him, so he had to flee.
一逃就逃了在米甸旷野40年之久。
So that fleeing took him 40 years to live in the desert.
开始的时候还在盼望啊，哎，哪一天神带我回去要走，我正是一个我有这么一个热心啊，要拯救我的弟兄姊妹。
In the beginning, he had hope. One day the Lord will bring me back to deliver my brothers and sisters.
但是等了一年两年。还是回不去。
Wait for 1 year, 2 years, he couldn't return.
过了5年10年，还是回不去。
5 years, 10 years, still not able to.
20年了，30年了，还是回不去。
20 years, 30 years, he was still in that desert.
再过十年到40年了。
Now 40 years has 40th year has arrived.
已经80岁了。
Now I'm 80 years old.
摩西想啊，我们人一生的年日是70岁。
Moses was thinking that man can live up to 70s.
也许强壮一点的话呢，可以活到80岁。
If you are strong, maybe 80.
现在我已经到了80岁了。
Now I'm 80 years old.
老了。
I'm old.
我还有什么前途啊？
What hope do I have?
What future do I have? 完了。
It's done.
那继续再到达80岁，整个人觉得通通的枯干的时候。
Well, he was 80 years old. He feel completely dry.
他的杖啊，就他牧羊那根杖啊，就突然发出芽来了。
Then the staff he used to shepherd his flock all of a sudden sprouted,
开花了
，and blossomed,
还结果了
，and also produced fruit.
耶和华神向他显现，摩西啊，现在你可以回到埃及去。
The Lord,
把我的百姓从埃及把他们领出来。
The Lord God appeared to him, Moses. Now you can go back to Egypt and lead my people up.
所以这个亚伦发芽的杖啊，就是代表我们这个人落在苦难当中，落在试炼当中。
So this Aaron's rod represents that when we fall into sufferings and trials,
我们凭着我们天然生命怎样的热心爱主服侍等等。
By our own natural life, by our own interests or zeal, we want to serve.
结果呢，我们带来很多很多的难处。
Actually, we have brought in a lot. We have created a lot more difficulties.
到了米甸，你看，在旷野，什么都没有。
Now in the wilderness of Midian, you have nothing.
什么盼望，什么统统都消失了。
You have no hope.
那真到了死因的地步了。
And to the, almost to death.
就在我们天然生命被炼尽。
At this moment, when our natural life is purified,
我们里面许多许多的亚当的东西啊，都被致死了。
And those things from Adam has been modified.
那真像一根枯干的木头啊。
We become truly like a piece of dry wood.
突然发出芽来了。
Yet, all of a sudden, it budded.
弟兄姊妹，这个多宝贵啊！
Sisters, how precious this is.
弟兄姊妹，你们知道吧？我们追求主，服侍主，跟随主这条十字架的道路，很不容易。
Brothers and sisters, you know this way of following the Lord, pursue the Lord, serving the Lord.This way of the cross is difficult.
我想今天我们那些爱主追求主的弟兄姊妹， 常常碰见一些难处，碰见一些试炼。
Many brothers and sisters who love the Lord, who want to pursue the Lord, we often encounter trials and difficulties.
在教会里面服侍，都是经过许多许多难处。
Service in the church, we have to go through many trials and difficulties.
我讲讲一个弟兄的见证吧。
Let me share a testimony from a brother.
我认识一个弟兄。
I've known a brother.
他的名字就叫他张三吧。
Let's just call him Brother Zhang.
这个张三弟兄啊，大概十多年之前就梦族呼召出来服侍主。
Some 20 years ago, this Brother Zhang was called out to serve the Lord, called out to serve the Lord full time.
后来被打发到某一个地方，在那个地方的教会里面来服侍。
So he was sent to serve in a certain place to serve in the church.
这个弟兄啊，传福音很热心。
And he was very passionate about the gospel.
啊，照顾那些青年弟兄姊妹也很殷勤。
And he was very diligent in taking care of young people.
他能够真是。任劳任怨的在那里服侍照顾弟兄姊妹。
He was serving very diligently, hardworking, without any complaining, taking care of young people.
很得弟兄姊妹们的爱戴。
So many people, many brothers and sisters really love him.
但是呢，我觉得他有个难处。
However, I knew he had some difficulty.
因为他太耿直了，太耿直了。
His personality is too straightforward.
喜欢说实话。
He's too upright. He'd like to. He's very honest.
所以看见教会中有一些事情呢，他常常会说一说。
So whenever he sees some things in the church not right, he will speak out.
当他这么说话，像那个使徒约翰一样啊。一说了真实话了之后啊，就带来难处。
So whenever he was speaking the truth, then he actually created some troubles.
所以叫那个地方的教会的长老啊，吃不消。
So the elders in that church couldn't bear it anymore.
吃不消怎么样？
Then what happened?
就把他所有的服侍，统统的停止。
Then stopped all of his services.
不让他站在讲台。
And doesn't allow him to share the message on Sunday.
不让他在那个福音小组里面有服侍的，把他服侍员去掉。
And doesn't allow him to preach the gospel, I mean to share the gospel in Bible studies.
告诉弟兄姊妹，你们不能够接触他。
And even ask brothers and sisters to be not in contact with him.
所以不但他的讲台的服侍被停止了，
Not only his service on the podium was stopped，
连那大大小小所有的服侍都被停止了，
And all kinds of services, big or small, have been stopped，
并且还封杀了到到外面去求救的所有的地方。
And also has blocked all his communications, his ask for help from other places.
都被封杀了。
Everything has been blocked.
哎呀，假使这个事情是临到我身上，那我真是要疯了。
If this happened to me, I will become mad and crazy.
怎么办啊？主啊，怎么办啊？
Lord, what can I do? What shall I do?
我们这个张三弟兄呢，就到了米甸的旷野。
This brother Zhang has now been in the wilderness of Midian.
就像摩西一样。
Just like Moses.
那接着旷野了，牧放这几只羊吧。
Now that I'm in the wilderness, I will just shepherd a few sheep here.
他就做别人所不愿意做的事。
So he's only doing those things other people do not want to do.
服侍别人不愿意服侍的。
and to serve those things that other people are not willing to.
假使是我王的权的话
if it were me,
我落到这样的情形当中啊，我的真是灰心，我真是
觉得
活不下去了。
If I fell in such conditions, I would be extremely discouraged. I would lose hope.
但这个弟兄比我强。
But this brother is better than me.
他落在这样的难处当中。
When he was in such a circumstance,
他仍然忠心看顾他岳父的这只小羊。
He was still faithfully shepherding a few small lambs of his father-in-law.
我什么都不能做。
I couldn't do anything.
我知道这个情形，我只能在主面前为他祷告。
When I found out this condition, I could do nothing. I could only pray for him.
主啊，但愿我弟兄这些经历都能够使他得着一根枯发芽的杖。
I pray that all these difficulties will enable my brother to gain that staff.That sprouted.
使他能够早日从米甸的旷野出来。
So that he could leave that Midian night, Midian desert soon.
哦，主啊，只有你能够做这个事。
Lord, only you can do this.
我们任何人都不能做事。
Nobody else can do anything.
仰望主，你出来做工吧。
Look to the Lord. Lord, you yourself.Work.
这真是叫我心里面感觉到非常沉痛的一件事情。
This is indeed the thing that made pain, made my heart ache.
弟兄姊妹，这就是亚伦发芽的杖宝贝。
Brothers and sisters, this is why Aaron's staff that sprouted.
不仅是张三弟兄是这样。
Not only this is true for Brother Zhang.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹中间有好多人也碰见这些死因低谷里面去的这种经历。
I believe many brothers and sisters here have encountered such experience of the valley of shadow of death.
我们正需要在月光里面的这根亚伦发芽的杖。
How much we need this staff of Aaron that has sprouted, which is hidden in the ark.
这就在至圣所里面的经历。
Such experience within the Holy of Holies.
神把我们外面的一切痛苦都不得了。
The Lord has removed all our things, everything outwardly.
在至圣所里面一片都是黑暗。
In the Holy of Holies, the entire day is in dark.
什么光都没有。
Without any light.
但是月柜子里面。
However, the ark is there.
月柜里面有约伯，有装隐藏的玛纳，有亚伦发芽的杖。
Within that ark, you have the tablet, you have the hidden manna, and you have Aaron's staff.
所以刚才我们唱的诗歌。那真何等宝贵的诗歌
！So the hymn we just sang, how precious it is.
那个盲人，那个盲女啊，就名字叫做达拉。
And that sister, the blind sister, her name is Dala.
说当她被那个神医不到家，医治好她的眼睛，能够看见了之后。
So when she was healed by that divine healer.
他觉得我的眼睛看见了，反而叫我感受到许多许多，好像叫我的心啊，更被这些东西所夺走。
Even though
还不如我在眼睛瞎掉的时候，能够看清主的美丽。
Even though I have seen, I can't see so many other things. However, my heart has been kind of like taken away by those things. It's better that I do not see them.
Ah, 这是个真是美好。黑夜沉沉， 何等美丽。
That's why it's so precious a hymn to us. In the deep dark night, His beauty.
用心目送不用眼。
I, by faith, not sight, may trace.
他受人欺，他被人讥，我见他的发光脸。
He was ridiculed and hated, yet I see his glorious face.
感谢主，到了最后一节，看见主耶稣基督，那个曾经戴过荆棘冠冕的头。
Thank the Lord. And the last stanza, last sentence says she has seen that, that the head that wear a thorn crown.
她灵里也高升起来。
And her spirit is lifted up.
超过月亮，超过星宿，超过星河并云霄。乃是那带金的尊首，所显无比的荣耀。
Sun and moonlight, far surpassing, clouds and Milky Way overspread, is that glory all transcending, shining from his throne crowned head.
所以我们真需要走这条道路，用心目送，不用眼。
This is why on this journey we need to live by faith and not by sight.
但愿我们在任何难处当中，在黑夜沉沉的时候，我们看见人所看不见的越过我们的亲爱的主耶稣。
May we all be able to see in this deep darkness when nothing else is visible, we can only see our Lord Jesus in that ark of testimony.And the hidden treasures within.
看见那戴过荆棘冠冕头的主，今天戴上父神加给他无比的荣耀。
And see that hat that once wore a crown of thorns today is crowned with many crowns by the Father.
在荆棘的冠冕上显出了的极大的荣耀。
That great glory manifested.From that head.
愿主祝福我们各处弟兄姊妹，各处的弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord bless each and every one of you from anywhere, everywhere.
今天我就结束在这里。
I end my sharing here today.
留下一点时间，让弟兄姊妹的祷告。
So brothers and sisters can have some prayers.